Hi, Carl, and hello to all of our listeners out there. Tonight, I'm going to talk about the movies I screened at the Toronto International Film Festival in Toronto, Canada. This is my fifth year attending Toronto in person, and it was a great experience. Canada's beloved rock band Nickelback gave a free outdoor performance to celebrate the opening of their new documentary, Hate to Love Nickelback.
Four guys in a van that shouldn't have made it 2 miles, and they were living the dream.
In the 2000s, there wasn't a band on the planet that got more radio airplay than Nickelback.
How You Remind Me has been considered one of America's most played songs ever.
Wow, what a great way to start my festival viewing. An interesting aspect of the festival were the films that were directed by actors who are usually in front of the camera, such as Anna Kendrick, Michael Keaton, and Chris Pine. The one I especially enjoyed was Woman of the Hour, Anna Kendrick's true crime story of a 70s serial killer who appeared on the TV show The Dating Game. Dumb Money, a true story starring Paul Dano as Keith Gill, focused on the Wall Street stock market in 2021. He urged followers to invest their money into the stock GameStop and hold. It's a wild ride with payouts in the millions.
Yo, what up, everybody? Roaring Kitty here. I'm going to pick a stock and talk about why I think it's interesting. And that stock is GameStop.
I love this guy.
Retail traders have hooked into GameStop.
I think they think it's a good investment. Dumb money, man.
Happy to take it.
Thanks for listening in tonight. I'm Sarah Knight Adamson, your national film and TV critic for Sarah's Backstage Pass. Check out my website for full coverage of all of these movies and more of the Toronto International Film Festival and the winners. Be sure to check out Dumb Money. It's playing in theaters now.